G. Parsons.
Yeah.
That was Jittery Jack and Amy Griffin, Tonight's the Night, off a release of the same name that I think just came out. Before that, we had The Magic City with Roadrunner versus Your Mother, a new single by them. Richie Parsons' great new stuff, Rhymes with Rock, is the EP. The song was Outside View. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's 8:08. We're going to have the boys from Shiver Lane up after probably about three songs. Got to get some more new stuff out of the way. This is latest by Canyons and Locusts. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybound.
We'll be right back. bless a spell they cast to try and heal a heart that feels no cheer.
All right, let me tell you what I just played. I just played Abby Barrett's new Christmas song called Christmas Star, Canyons and Locust to Art Bell, their latest single. It's a big favorite by the guys in here. Jittery Jack with Amy Griffin on guitar and Tonight's the Night. And right now I'm here with Neil and Mike. What's up, guys?
Not much. How you doing?
Thanks. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
How are you?
I'm good. So, little about you guys, you were in prior bands, right? Ringtail and Thinner, and your most prior to Chivalane, those were your most current bands, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So how did Chivalane become?
Gosh, 3 years ago, Neil and I go way back.
Right.
We both had kind of Worcester-based bands, Preacher Row and Thinner. We used to play a lot of shows together, and Neil eventually joined Preacher Row. And when that kind of ended, I started kind of a shoegaze band called Ringtail, and we're still kind of... We haven't broken up or anything, but COVID kind of decimated us. And I was writing songs with Neil when Ringtail wasn't getting together so much. And COVID just kind of made us concentrate on sending songs back to each other, mostly coming from Neil. He writes most of it, but we send voice memos back and forth all the time. And we just kind of shaped out these songs, sat around, you know, social distancing, campfire.
Crazy.
In the winter, there was a lot of snow. And then we got Neil's son, Connor, on drums. Which is really cool, you know.
Yeah.
Father, son.
Seen you guys a few times at the Plow. That is fun to see.
Yeah. Connor's, he wanted to be here tonight. He couldn't. And Dave Lieb, who we, you know, he plays with everybody, but we handpicked him to be just lead guitar. Because, you know, he does, he's a master of of everything.
He's like the cream cheese frosting on the average cake.
Yeah. And like you said, another guy that plays in... I don't know, six bands.
My God.
He's
all
over the place.
But he's like mostly keys and bass.
Yeah,
but he
keys
sings
as well.
Like an angel, right? And
yeah.
So I was like, he's an awesome guitar player. Doesn't get to play enough guitar. I was like, be lead guitar player, and he was into it. So we have fun.
I actually think he could be one of those guys that flies around the country dressed in black and like suddenly shows up at your front door and says, "That's not a UFO you saw. Do not talk about it. Don't tell your friends.
Yeah.
We're burning the pictures. We're, you know, I think he could be one of those.
He's a storm chaser and a traveler.
So yeah, he's a mysterious
we
man.
We love you, Doppler.
I found a lot of bands that have come here that COVID was a fruitful time because you had nothing to do. So you kind of, a lot of bands broke up, but you also did a lot of writing and because, again, you couldn't go out anywhere. And so a lot of it was actually very fruitful for writing from people I've talked to.
It's really how the band started, and we've got a catalog that we just can't get. We've got about 20 songs that, you know, it's just hard to get everyone together and get the time to record them. But we're going to play a couple of them tonight that we haven't recorded, that we haven't played live. I hope that we play these too.
Yeah.
I'll get the plug in for the next show.
Before,
it's 12/28, December 28th, Thursday, between Christmas and New Year's at Notch Brewing on the Charles River Speedway.
That's a good time.
With Freeloader.
Matt Friedberg.
Yeah,
and
Nat's
Charles
been here
Hansen,
a couple times. Not so
John Sheeran and Jim Genota. That's a
super
great
group.
Band.
That's another super group. It's amazing the people we have around town that... there are a lot of super groups floating around. I'm like, they've been in many numerous bands, and it's a fantastic scene.
We played at the Silhouette, our last show, with Freeloader, and God, they're so good. So,
yeah, they are. It was awesome.
So, be a good night. No cover.
Yeah.
You know, great beer, no cover.
Before you play one, I want to ask about the name. How'd you come? What's Shibboleth about?
We had Ben Rin Hither. We had all these weird names. And
that's why I asked.
Honestly, I know this is going to sound crude, but it's not meant to be. But you know when you get like the piss shivers and that tingle in your spine?
Yeah.
I thought that's the Shivalane, and that's what you hope the music does is make you feel like you're peeing.
You heard it here first. I bet you
and
probably
I just
never
came up with that, so that's even better.
You probably never told that story before.
No, should I ever tell it again.
The band names are... I learned something tonight.
Yeah. We almost went with Bryn Hither.
Yeah.
We were thinking we were being all artsy and Celtic and aren't we cool, but it was just ridiculous.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah.
On that note, I'll let you play one. Right, I'm going to stop with a question for a minute.
Yeah,
to catch our breath here.
All right.
So we're going to play a couple, right? Back to back?
Play one, and then I'll play something off the computer. And,
okay, cool.
So Mike, about a month ago, says, "Hey, I'm going to give you some song titles and ideas, and I want you to just see if you can put one of your melodies to it." And this was the first one that we did. It's called Little English Pleasures. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Little English pleasures. Nothing ever measures up or down. Caught behind the hedges. Your carnal oil lost in leisures all around. Black royalty, we do not. Black royalty. Ooh.
of buried treasures on the ground. We do the Vauxhall Trot, black royalty, blue dot, black royalty.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was great. And another interesting name of a song.
Yeah. So it's about the pleasure gardens in the 18th century England. That's the thought.
Of course it is.
But I won't get into any more of that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be about that?
Because that's what most people think about.
Yeah.
It's so cliche.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to play one off my laptop here from In Bits, your first EP. Which was done at a Woolly Mammoth. Was that a Woolly Mammoth production?
Yes. Sir David
2022, just last year that came out, right?
Love Sir David.
Yeah, I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
My son's other band, Fat Randy's, there this week recording a new EP. So I got to go visit and see David yesterday. It was awesome.
You'll have to get it in my hands.
Yes.
Check out Fat Randy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There's sax. It's like Rush with a saxophone, kind of. Right?
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to play Cherry Blossom Lounge. We'll come back and talk, and the guy's going to play another one. That was fantastic, though. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll be right back. Cherry Blossom Lounge from In Bits, off the first EP by Shiver Lane. And we'll talk about your a few questions about the newest single, but I'll let you play one now before we babble a bit.
Okay.
So we just wrote this one and just learned this one, so whenever anyone says that, it means we're going to F it up. So
you're asking for permission.
I'm going to mess it up. This is called The King's List.
1, 2, 3, 4. He was wrong, he didn't last so long, so now his armored shield of steel and leather is no good to him now. He was strong, he didn't last so long, so now he'll never get over this, no matter how he insists. Never make it to the king's list now.
To the king's list now.
He took a big swing and it missed. He says Jesus Christ would hang for this. He took a big swing and it missed. And now he will never make it to the king's list now.
To the king's list now.
He thought that he could rule forever. His iron shield of steel and leather.
To the king's list now. To the king's list now.
Nice. King's List. Is that the name of that?
Yeah.
A little bit about that.
Well, have you ever heard of the Sumerian King's List? Are you ready for this?
I have not.
Who hasn't?
There's a stone.
Who hasn't?
There's a stone that ancient archaeologists have found that is a big block that has this list of alleged kings that served in the Sumerian period. And some of the kings on the list...
What year was that, Neil?
Oh, that's like... before my birthday.
A little bit.
I knew you couldn't tell me.
So apparently some of these kings on the list allegedly served for like thousands or hundreds of years, so they thought, were they aliens?
Mm.
Like, what was going on here? Or did they just not know how to spell or add or something? But anyways, I thought it was a cool concept that, you know, in order to make the king's list, you really got to prove yourself, and whoever this guy is in the song didn't.
Do you read a lot? Where do you come up with, where do you find this? I gotta
I don't read at all. My wife's kind of enamored by that. Like, how can you
Neil not actually, Neil actually can't read.
Where do you find this stuff?
You know what? I'm one of those...
TV? Historical...
I'm one of those documentary history channel, but I also just, I don't know, I get drawn to weird things, I think.
Yeah, we've got that.
Like Mike.
We've got that in common.
Well, they make for good songs.
You know, Virginia Dare was our first single,
That has a lengthy story.
Ghosts and mysteries and history and
invisible white deers.
But then we have, you know.
Yeah, you guys.
Then we have something like I Get Nervous.
Yeah,
you know, doesn't mean anything. I'm going to play in a minute. Other than a girl scare me or something, you know.
You told that story for when you were on the first time. You were on for the In Bits promo too.
Yeah.
And even and that was another one. I'm like, where do you come up with it? Where do you find this stuff? But yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of just try not to do something that everyone's said something about.
Yeah,
you know,
some
like
that,
you know.
Yeah, there's probably
that's,
some of
that. That's how I approach it. That's why. Yeah. That's why I kind of like.
Not intentional. It just happens. And Mike would prefer his mysterious lyrics than I get nervous, but...
You got to throw that in now and then.
You do, because it just wrote itself. It happened right. Like in 2 minutes it was done.
Yeah.
Totally.
You need them now and then.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to play I Get Nervous, then Aeroplane Driver. And Paul of Boston Groupie News, you guys know he's a big fan of yours.
Paul's awesome.
And he put a nice blurb in the news about you coming on tonight, and... He said to me, he said, you got to ask him, why is it called Aeroplane Driver and not Airplane Pilot? And you said a little bit off here, but I'm going to let you.
It's Neil being artsy, basically. You know, my dad flew in the Navy. It was a commercial airline pilot. You know, like, I know air travel. And
it's not Aeroplane Driver? No,
it's called a pilot.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I know. We'll talk about it.
I always just give Neil
the picture though. The
crap.
Picture of the crap. Is it the video or the is an old school guy with
awesome.
World War One era planes.
I like to get like old Russian propaganda art. You know, I'll give you a little for our flyers and our art. And I just found a cool one. You know, so
yeah.
Got a pilot.
Has the leather. I think it's a leather.
Got a,
that's awesome.
Got a pilot. You know, Russian. Pilot, you know,
we're working on a video.
Looks scary, you know, like
we're working on a video, and Mike has some of his dad's old gear that is just—it's borderline Boston Groupie News Saturday morning cartoonish, but also like vintage, old school, like wow, right? Because it's—I can't believe these people had to use this gear to protect themselves when it looks fake,
right?
But
yeah,
that's what they did.
We got a video. Coming out for Aeroplane Driver that
that cover's been blown. There's a video on the way.
Yeah, all right.
That's great though.
Yeah. It's not going to be a good video,
right?
But it'll be.
It'll be
an interesting video.
Everyone's got to put video. You got to put a video out. It's all the rage,
right?
I'm going to play Aeroplane Driver, and I Get Nervous, and then we'll come back and I'll let you get adjusted here and get one more for us, but this is Aeroplane Driver.
He did it again. get nervous, I get shaky.
That was I Get Nervous. And before that, we played Aeroplane Driver. Little bit about those. Where were they done and all that?
So those songs were done with the almighty Bruce Pierce at Mooncusser Recording in Upton. And I encourage anyone in the area to get some Mooncusser and Bruce in your life. Because it's amazing.
Bruce, yeah, it was, we've been lucky to work with a lot of cool people. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to do... hopefully our next song with Minahan, but we're going to go back with Bruce for sure. Such a cool dude. He played drums in Pale Nephews out of Worcester, Voodoo Dolls.
Yeah, I know them.
I saw the Voodoo Dolls in like 93 at the Causeway in Boston. I didn't know.
We're dating our age
we
now.
But yeah. Right?
It was a great time. Great band.
Well, I was 12, you know, and snuck in.
Yeah, he's killing it over there. He's doing we work so hard, and he's so laid back. But anyway, it's we were thrilled. And
I imagine that these singles, that one upcoming, Aeroplane Driver, and I Get Nervous, what I just played, will eventually land on an EP of some sorts. Or something. Yeah.
It'll be a full length.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've got so many songs to do. It's just a matter of getting us in the room to get the basics down, and then we can take it from there. But
full length in 24.
Yes, we were hoping.
Yeah, probably. No, we've got another single another song that I don't think we're going to put out as a single. It'll be like an album track, like Beat Skipper.
Yeah, a lot of bands put out like two or three singles, maybe, and then. Eventually, you see like an album out of it.
Yeah, I think we'll do that maybe in the middle of 24. But we've got we'll have stuff coming out in January.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you get one more in while we got the time? Fantastic stuff.
You allowed to say the S word?
Not really. No.
This is Flight of the S Bird.
Man. Yes. Okay.
The poop bird?
Yeah. Yeah.
That right. War.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Forward to hearing that stuff all banded up and everything. It's
wrapped
it's,
up in a bowl.
It's definitely missing Dave Lieb on on Rickenbacker 12 string, like Birdsian kind of. He's a magician and a
there's a reason he's in all these bands. and is wanted by a lot of people. Yeah,
for sure. We love you, Dave.
Yeah. So it is almost 8:50, so I gotta start winding this down. So, anything else you wanna get in there while you got a few minutes?
No, just thanks for having us, Skybar.
My pleasure.
You're one of the good ones, man. We met. We play a lot at the Plowing Stars in Cambridge, and that's where we met Skybar and just started talking. Mm-hmm. And he invited us in.
Couple years ago.
When was it? I forget when it was, but Neil and I...
Probably 2 years ago.
And then we became friends, and you've been a great supporter. Skybar, goes out to all the... If I'm at a show, I see Skybar there, and I know I'm at the right show.
Try to get out there. So and you know what? There's a lot.
We appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. It's all about the music. It's all about you guys, and I just want to... your music should be heard. That's... Do you know how many stations left that... do that, I guess you say. And
We've been lucky with support from yourself and
It's great
Carmelita
stuff.
And Tez and Angel locally, but if you write songs and record songs and you don't get any
feedback
or play or anything, it's tough for a local band, and we really appreciate what you guys do. There's
Thanks.
So much music thrown at you, so it's nice to get recognized once in a while.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all, again, it's all about the music, and you guys make it happen, and I'm just trying to be the conduit to
perfect.
The ethers.
The lightning rod.
Right now, though, I got to start buttoning this up. I'm going to play something by I think they're called the Lorrainers. I don't know where I found them, but once again, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gabby.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get out of here. That was Husker Du with Sorry Somehow. Want to thank the guys from Chevrolet once again for coming in. Fantastic songs. Great time. WMFO in Medford. You've been listening to Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to close with a quick one by, let me see, Rancid. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Peace. Didn't want him to hear that communist lecture.